Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. New York's Attorney General is empaneling a grand jury as part of the investigation into the death of Daniel Prude. NPR's Brian Mann reports Prude died last March in police custody in Rochester.
Video of Daniel Prude lying naked with a bag over his head, surrounded by officers, was released this week, sparking protests and clashes with police. Seven officers have been suspended. Now New York Attorney General Letitia James says a grand jury will be impaneled as part of her probe into Prude's death. In a statement, James said the Prude family in Rochester have been through great pain and anguish. In recent days, growing numbers of protesters, including Andre Tolick, have taken to the streets.
It's a turn of times. It's people coming together when they wouldn't before. People will be out here tomorrow, the day after that, next week, next month, next year.
Another large protest is expected tonight. Brian Mann, NPR News, Rochester, New York.
Many landlords in Tulsa, Oklahoma, refused to participate in a rent program meant to stem evictions during the pandemic. Jessica Gallagher reports organizers say they gave rent to less than 15% of eligible eviction cases.
Under the Landlord-Tenant Relief Program, which used unlimited funding from a private donor and public donations, tenants and landlords were required to sign a contract before rent would be covered. According to reporting from the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism, landlords had to agree not to evict tenants for 3 months and required both parties to seek mediation for nonpayment and lease violations. Attorneys handling two-thirds of Tulsa's evictions say they warned landlords not to take the deal because it was too risky. Attorney Nathan Milner says the assistance contract could make it impossible to evict tenants, even for lease violations. Eric Hallett, tenant's attorney for Legal Aid Services of Oklahoma, says it was free money, and he thought the program would save the day. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Oklahoma City.
Thoroughbred Authentic has won the 146th Kentucky Derby. As Jess Clark of member station WFPL reports, the race was won without spectators and amid protests for racial justice.
Authentic edged out the Derby favorite Tis the Law, who recently won the Belmont. The Thoroughbred was ridden by jockey John Velasquez and brought a sixth Derby win to trainer Bob Baffert. But it was an unusual year. Grandstands, usually packed with thousands, were mostly empty because of the pandemic. And outside the track, protesters calling for racial justice were kept back by police, fencing, and armored vehicles. The race, known as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, was tense. While horses ran the loop, protesters outside the gates chanted the name of Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black woman who police shot and killed in a late-night raid in March. For NPR News, I'm Jess Clark.
And you're listening to NPR News. A Danish-flagged tanker ship that rescued more than two dozen people in the eastern Mediterranean more than a month ago is still not being allowed to unload those it saved. Terry Schultz reports the ship responded to a request by Malta, and now Maltese authorities are denying the captain's request to dock.
A spokesman for the shipping company says the Maersk Etienne was just trying to save lives when it responded to the request by Maltese authorities August 5th. The 27 people it picked up were in danger of drowning 3 days after fleeing Libya. But then Malta refused to allow the vessel to dock. In a video appeal from the deck, the ship's master, Volodymyr Yeroshkin, says he could never have imagined still being stuck 4 weeks later.
We require immediate solution for the situation. Assist us.
Yeroshkin notes the Maersk Etienne is a chemical tanker without facilities or medical staff to care for the people, including a pregnant woman and a child. But so far, no country has extended permission to dock. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In the English port city of Dover, far-right protesters clashed with police after thousands of migrants arrived in recent months, crossing the channel in small boats. Dozens of anti-immigrant demonstrators blocked a main road today, and some scuffled with police at the entrance to the town's harbor. Police say nine people were arrested. Anti-racism protests held a rival demonstration in the town to say asylum seekers were welcome. In Wisconsin, nine frats and sororities are under quarantine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison after testing positive for the coronavirus. More than 400 students will quarantine for 2 weeks. This is NPR.